ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hours after the release of a disappointing July jobs report, President Trump fired Erica McIntarfer, the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
I believe the numbers were phony, just like they were before the election, and there were other times. So you know what I did? I fired her.
Right.
And you know what? I did the right thing.
Economists, though, criticized the move, citing the Bureau's history of providing nonpartisan data. On Wall Street, the Dow fell by more than 500 points, in part because of the president's new tariffs. President Trump also announced he's repositioning two new U.S. nuclear submarines, citing what he called highly provocative statements made by Russia's former president, Dmitry Medvedev. Authorities in Montana continue searching for Michael Brown, a 45-year-old suspected of entering a bar in Anaconda and opening fire, killing four people. It's not clear what led up to the shooting. And four astronauts now aboard the International Space Station, the replacement crew arriving via SpaceX. This is ABC News. The federally funded entity that provides grants to public broadcasters is shutting down, says ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting was established by Congress in 1967 to fund the nation's non-commercial radio and television stations. But with Congress acting at the president's request to pull back the next 2 years' worth of funding, CPB's CEO says the entity now faces the difficult reality of having to shut down. Most staff positions will be eliminated at the end of the fiscal year on September 30th. A statement says a small team will stay through next January to close out operations.
Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's associate, who's serving 20 years in prison for sex trafficking, was transferred from a prison facility in Florida to a prison facility in Texas. No reason for the transfer was given. And the bar exam for aspiring lawyers in New York was interrupted this week when a test taker collapsed shortly before a break at Hofstra University. The school says public safety administered life-saving aid. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
It's the Brewers and the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and the nation's capital for game two of their series against the Washington Nationals. Milwaukee won by a landslide last night. 16-9. Blake Perkins with two home runs. Jackson Churiel placed on IL with a hamstring injury. So Brandon Lockridge, acquired in that trade with the Padres, came up with two hits. William Contreras with a home run and five hits. A new career high. Manager Pat Murphy.
Our guys were locked in. You know, they did a nice job. We look at the output. Contreras, Perkins, Vaughn, and Kelly gets a couple hits, and Lockridge gets a couple hits in his first game for us. You can't forget Perk's two homers, and Monasterio getting four hits. Joey Ortiz, he had five quality at-bats. Yeah, I mean, that's contagious.
NFL, the Packers hold practice inside Lambeau Field tonight for Family Night with Sports on Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some hazy sunshine, highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-50s. Smoky sunshine for Sunday with highs in the low 80s. 58 Sunday night, 82 your high on Monday. Highs to the mid-80s on Tuesday.
It's 57 at our studios.
Until
And timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. No subscription necessary.
Forever. Attention book lovers, this summer we are celebrating Northeast Wisconsin's independent bookstores. Visiting Algoma? The gorgeous Yardstick Books on Steel Street is a local gem and a hub for the literary community. Pick up a novel for yourself or a picture book for the kids. Order online at yardstickalgoma.com or stop by on your way to the beach and help keep booksellers in our community.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Guys, Appleton is about to be full of music. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And it's here. You're excited. It's the Mile of Music, July 31st through August 3rd. A completely free music festival celebrating handcrafted artistry throughout downtown Appleton, showcasing local talents and so much more. There is a lot going on, and I cannot cover it in this 30 seconds. So head to WGBW.FM and click events to find out for yourself.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
I tell you, it's a zoo around here. What with all the animals?
We gotta get out of this place.
Turtles. Monkeys.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Birds. And the dog. Yeah, even a bullfrog. Yeah, a regular zoo on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Thank you. fresh and clean. Candida, just take my hand and I'll lead ya. I promise life will be sweeter. And it says so in my dreams. The future is bright. The gypsy told me so last night. Said she saw in the sunshine, and there was you and I in a house, baby, no lie. And all these things were yours, and they were mine. Oh, my Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better. Where the air is fresh and clean. Candida, just take my hand and I'll lead ya. I promise life will be sweeter. And it says so. Just an ordinary guy. You know I'm trying hard to win me first prize. Oh, my Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better. Where the air is fresh and clean.
News, timeless hits, WGBW, broadcasting from our studios downwind from the Bratz at Lambeau Field.
I found myself some wings.
No time left for you.
Yes. ABC. Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net, www.northernpines.net.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 174-year-old Wisconsin State Fair is underway and is a finalist for USA Today's 10 Best list. Could it be the Cream Puffs? Here's Christy Chuckle with the fair.
The Cream Puff was created to showcase the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
The story of Cream Puffs never gets old, and now renovations of the former Cream Puff Pavilion, renamed the Dairy Building, will show off a new kitchen and more.
Watch them being made right there, right before you buy them. That's why they're so delicious.
The bakers known as Team Cream Puff will be able to crank out more than 400,000 during the fair. They're even adding chocolate cream puffs for the first time. And it turns out there's a secret to eating them.
Just twist, open it. It doesn't necessarily squish all over, but some people just like to go for it.
So go for it and enjoy the tasty history of the state fair. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
When you see me.
me smile. You know things are just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
The glory years of music, 97.9 WGBW.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. Say yeah.
she's my best. But it's the worst I ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Dow fell by more than 500 points Friday in the aftermath of sweeping new tariffs issued by President Trump. ABC's Selena Wang has more on these tariffs.
American businesses say they're already paying the price. Ford estimated the tariffs will cost the company $2 billion this year. Procter & Gamble, which makes everything from toothpaste to detergent, says it's raising prices on one quarter of its products, passing some of those tariff costs on to consumers.
The underwhelming July jobs report combined with the revised downward numbers from previous months led President Trump to fire the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. He said the numbers were wrong. Authorities in Montana are searching for the man they say walked into a bar in Anaconda and shot and killed four people Friday. And the president's envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, is meeting in Tel Aviv with the families of hostages. This is ABC News. A Smithsonian exhibit educating visitors on presidential impeachments no longer makes reference to the only president who's been impeached twice, Donald Trump. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more from Washington.
The National Museum of American History's exhibit on impeachment features a burglarized Watergate filing cabinet and a copy of the Starr Report, which led to the House's charges against Bill Clinton. Up until last month, the exhibit also featured a temporary label referencing Donald Trump's two impeachments. That label has now been removed. The Smithsonian says the exhibit needs an overhaul, and until it can be updated, it's been restored to the way it appeared in 2008. The statement says the updated exhibit will mention all impeachments.
Interstate 83 in Pennsylvania, just north of the Maryland border, had a traffic problem Friday morning after a truckload of hot dogs spilled on the roadway. Authorities say a tractor trailer scraped a divider and its cargo, hot dogs, spilled onto the road. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Brewers still on top. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers face the Nationals in game two of their three-game weekend series in Washington, D.C. Last night, the crew won 16-9. It looked like batting practice. Home runs for Andrew Vaughn. William Contreras with a home run and a career-high five hits in a single game. Blake Perkins with two home runs. The Cubs won at home, 1-0 over Baltimore, in a game that was over in just 1 hour and 49 minutes. NFL Family Night tonight at Lambeau Field, over 70,000 expected to attend. New linebacker Isaiah Simmons played for the Cardinals in